We'll start now with our first news stories. Missing pet scam tricks pet owners. A city bookshop creates a tech-free oasis for readers. A faulty pipe is discovered as the source of the sewage spewing into the city's river.
A cat owner says fraudsters attempted to empty her entire bank balance after taking a fee for the return of her missing moggy. Vivian Southorn was devastated by her tabby when her tabby disappeared from Earlham. But her despair turned to delight when a stranger got in touch saying he had the animal until he demanded a release fee. Photographer Vivian paid up but then saw payment attempts for hundreds listed against her account. She said, "Our world just fell apart when we noticed he was gone. We paid because our guard was down. They attack you when they know you're low."
With the weather finally starting to warm up, it is a great excuse to head out on your bike with Norfolk Home to one of the UK's best trails. Marriott's Way has been named in a list by The Times as one of the best and easiest cycling routes in the country. The 26-mile footpath, bridleway and cycle trail runs between Norwich and Elsham and follows the routes of two disused railway lines. The Times described it as an easy, flat ride along old railway paths, where you will see woodland, farmland and meadows. It also said to look out for woodpeckers and wrens, with sculptures along the route too. The Times recommends the Red Lion in Bishopsgate in Norwich as the place to eat. There is currently a partial closure of the Marriott's Way under Sweetbriar Bridge Road due to a burst water main. There are also diversions in Cawston due to work to improve accessibility.
In the city of stories, many people wish they had more time to settle down with a good book. And yet, the precious free time hard-working city folk get is often interrupted by email notifications, calls and texts, which is why One Norwich Bookshop has made it its mission to entice people away from their tech. For 5 years, the Book Hive has run a weekly event, Page Against the Machine, offering people a secluded hour on its shop floor to ditch the tech and read in peace. And this year, the London street-based business has seen its idea make its way across the Atlantic. Joe Hedinger, who works at the Book Hive along with owner Henry Late, have now seen it adopted at De Stael Books in Montreal. Joe said, "It launched after Henry and I found some research from the reading agency which said lots of people want to read as it helps them deal with stress and the anxiety of life. But a big problem is those same people don't have time to read because of their busy and hectic lifestyles. It's like people are stuck in this infinite loop they can't get out of." So the pair came up with a plan to help people find a zone where they could truly switch off. He said, "Like any time people start a new practice, you need a neutral space when getting into it. It's why we have yoga classes or gyms. You have a place you go to form a consistent habit. So when someone says you can just read at home, that is true, but life gets in the way. When you get home, there's Netflix, Amazon to watch, or your phone to scroll on, all of which distracts you from the routine you're trying to implement. We thought having a neutral area in both time and space where people finish work, walk here, and have an hour designated solely to reading. Reading can be about self-improvement, with the act of reading being as much a part of what you're reading. Knowing it calms you down, keeps you focused and less stressed."
The virtual ward of the region's largest hospital has been singled out for praise from the health secretary. Speaking during a digital conference hosted by the Health Service Journal, Sajid Javid heaped praise on the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for its fast-growing virtual ward, which allows patients to be monitored and receive treatment from their own home. He said, "We have seen the brilliant use of virtual wards throughout the pandemic. In Norfolk and Norwich NHS Foundation Trust, they set up their virtual ward a year ago this month, and it has already freed some 6,000 bed days for inpatients, and the initiative has a patient satisfaction level of 99%. We have had such positive feedback from patients who can recuperate in their own homes with their loved ones, safe in the knowledge their condition is being monitored around the clock by clinicians. I want us to intensify the rollout of virtual wards so we can make sure these services are available across the country."
A Norwich activist is taking action to tackle spiking head-on amid continued reports of incidents taking place in the city. Lorna Street was spiked in Norwich when she was 18. Since then, she has fundraised for Stamp Out Spiking with a charity event at Voodoo Daddy's showroom and become an ambassador for the charity. The 25-year-old is bringing a music extravaganza back to the Timber Hill venue in June in aid of the movement and a Norwich-based campaign which offers anti-spiking kits to anyone who thinks they or a friend have been spiked, headed by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital specialist biomedical scientist Michelle Frost. She encouraged anyone in need of a kit to contact Anti-Spiking Campaign at nnuh.nhs.uk. Since the start of the year, 22 incidents of suspected spiking have been reported, according to Norfolk Police Chief Inspector Ed Brown. Lorna added, "Unfortunately, we can't just rely on the figures. There's such a huge percentage of people who don't report it. We encourage people to report it because it helps us zone in on those who are responsible, but numbers can't predict what's going to happen or what actually is happening."
The cause of ongoing sewage pollution at a picturesque river spot has been discovered. Thorpe Island in Thorpe St Andrews River Green has proved contentious in recent years due to issues with the disposal of waste and sewage. A faulty pipe has now been discovered as the root of the sewage woes. The Environment Agency is responsible for the disposal of sewage, while the Broads Authority is responsible for the navigation bylaws concerning the boats moored in the area. An Environment Agency spokeswoman said, "The Environment Agency has been working with the relevant stakeholders to resolve this issue. Together, we have identified the cause of the pollution and have been able to repair one break in the relevant pipe. However, a further misconnection has been found, which we are working to resolve. We take any pollution incident seriously and will continue to work hard with all parties involved to stop this pollution as soon as possible."